Greetings and welcome back to another in our series of minicasts on Parashat HaShavua. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and this is our second minicast on Parashat Vayikra. In the first session, I raised four questions about Korbanot, which of course is the theme of the first part of Sefer Vayikra. First of all, why the offering is called a korban. Second of all, why the order of korbanot presented starts with the individual's korbanot, and that his voluntary korbanot moves to the individual's obligatory korbanot, and only much later do we hear about the communal korbanot in general. Third of all, why the wording of the first key pasuk in the sefer is so awkward. Adam ki akriv mikem korban Lashem. Theoretically, it should be Adam ki akriv korban, as we find in other places. If a person does this, ish ish ki atame, etc. Adam ki akriv mikem. And the fourth was the large question about korbanot in general. And I pointed out the famous dispute between Rambam and Ramban, really Rambam and a whole host of others, as to whether korbanot were Hashem's response to the environment that Bnei Yisrael grew up in, or whether they have some ideal form of worship, as suggested by the Reach Nichoach and by the Korbanot that were brought well before Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim. And perhaps there is perhaps there is more to explore in that area besides the suggestions brought by the Ramban. So I'd like to suggest that the an approach to understanding Korbanot, and that would explain all of these things, comes really back to Am Yisrael's first encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and their reaction to that encounter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Bnei Yisrael close to him. He brought them close to the mountain in Perek Yud Tet of Shemot, and he engaged with Moshe Rabbeinu in a series of dialogue with Bnei Yisrael, offering them the Brit, offering them to come close and to become a Mamlechet Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. And the idea was that Am Yisrael would be a kingdom entirely made of Kohanim. In the next podcast, we're going to begin exploring the issue and the role of Aharon and his sons, and that particular institution, which of course is prominent, supremely prominent in Sefer Vayikra. But we begin now with the issue of Korbanot themselves. Bnei Yisrael were called to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Bnei Yisrael's response to that opportunity was to distance themselves. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared, and depending how we read the end of Perek Chaf and the timing of Perek Chaf, whether or not these statements happened after hearing 2 or 10 of the Dibrot or before hearing any of it, Bnei Yisrael's response to Moshe, and it's important to look at this pasuk, was Krav ata ushma, and then Vayamor ha'am merachok. Bnei Yisrael said to Moshe, you come close, you go close, and you hear the words. In the meantime, the nation stands from a distance, and Moshe goes first into the cloud, then Moshe goes up to the mountain, and the idea is that he'll be an intermediary. There are several ways that this could play out. One way this could play out is that could be the permanent status, that Moshe is the one who comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, receives the word, comes back to Bnei Yisrael, who are standing at a distance, at what they consider to be a safe distance, and reports to them what the mitzvot are, the directive to move, etc., etc. That's one possibility. However, and that's the way Bnei Yisrael seemed to envision the continued process. And indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to put a stamp of approval on that in two ways. First of all, explicitly he says, at least in the way that Moshe reports it in Parshat Ekev, that Yirati al Pnechem kol hayamim, halavai, that you should always have such fear of me. So this, in a sense, represents a good level and a positive sense of reverence for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on the other hand, the Mishkan, which we'll address in the next podcast, in its first presentation in Parshat Truma, seems to be focused solely, not chiefly, but solely around, as the Ramban puts it, an opportunity to create an ongoing opportunity for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe to commune, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give Moshe more directives that Moshe will bring to the people. This seems to be a positive development. However, what becomes clear in light of the Engel is that Bnei Yisrael have a driving need to somehow connect with the beyond through their own actions and not just through a representative. And as a result, Bnei Yisrael's distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu now becomes not one only of reverence, reflecting reverence, but one that also reflects a certain timidity, a certain not just fear, but perhaps a sense of disinterest in coming that close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command is, no, you must come close. You must have a close relationship with me. You must be connected to me. However, I'm not asking you to come inside to my house. That would be tantamount to having you stand at the foot of Har Sinai when you were too afraid. And so therefore, the way to come close to me is to bring a korban, therefore karov, and now you understand why the word korban is used, and to bring it to the entrance of my house, petach ol moed. The Yisraelim never go into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, they come to the entrance of the house. Okay, or Ezrat Yisrael later in Yerushalayim. You now can understand why, not only the word korban, you can also understand why the structure of korbanot begins with the individual who volunteers. Because whenever there is this sense of awe and of distance, it takes one individual, it takes several elite individuals to demonstrate their willingness to come close and to come forward and sort of lead the way, as it were. In the Midrashic presentation of Nachshon ben Aminadab at Kriyat Yam Suf. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins the presentation of Korbanot with Adam ki yakriv mikem. First of all, we start with the nidava and of the individual. The communal korbanot serve a different purpose. The communal korbanot are not necessarily a response to Bnei Yisrael's distance as much as having perhaps another function of setting up poles of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, daily poles, weekly poles, monthly poles, yearly connections with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And beyond that, and so it begins with Adam ki akriv mikem. If one of you is willing to come close, this is how to do it. And so it begins with Korbanot HaNedava. And all four questions really are answered with the same approach. The reason it's called a Korban, the reason it begins with the Nedava of the individual, the reason that the verse is written in such an odd, seemingly odd way, and the reason for the Korban itself, is that this is an opportunity for Bnei Yisrael to come forward in a way that ultimately they all must. But it has to start with the individual who comes forward out of a sense of wanting to be connected. Everybody backed off. There's got to be among you those who want to be connected. Adam mikem, Adam ki akriv mikem korban Lashem. Then the proper way to do it is min habema, min habakar, min hatzon. In the next podcast, we'll begin examining the role of Aharon Uvanav within the context of Avodat HaMishkan.